I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food. This is Side Dish, a special bonus podcast where we explore recipes with some of our favorite chefs. I'm so happy to get to talk to Pam Anderson on Side Dish. Pam is a really wonderful cookbook author. Her latest is Perfect One-Dish Dinners, All You Need for Easy Get-Togethers. Hi, Pam.
How are you, Evan?
I'm great, and I'm excited to hear a stuffing recipe that you have for us.
Well, it's actually, I have to confess, it's actually a one dish as opposed to a side dish. It's a side dish and chicken all in one.
So it's sort of like a dressing more than a stuffing.
Exactly. I mean, you know how everybody loves stuffing in a bird? Except that even the largest turkey doesn't have a very big cavity. And so there's never enough of that wonderful stuffing that everybody wants where the juices have all dripped into it. So I took a cue from my grandmother. When I was growing up, I remember she used to make chicken and dressing, she called it, with cornbread. She, of course, I grew up in the South, and she used a cornbread dressing. But she would just fill a baking dish with dressing. I always call it dressing if it's out of the bird, but... And then she would lay her chicken parts on top. And so, you know, I just think this is a wonderful dish, particularly for this time of year and the holidays, because I'm actually considering making this year instead of the holiday roast turkey. It gets rid of the whole carving issue because all your parts are just sitting right there on top of the stuffing. And, of course, you get a whole panful of that delicious stuffing instead of just a tiny little bit.
So take us through the recipe.
Okay. Well, of course, you can start your dressing early in the week. Just make your dry breadcrumbs. Cut your bread into cubes as you would if you were making stuffing or dressing. And dry them and toast them until they get golden. So you've got your base. And then you do the typical stuffing ingredients. You've got some onions and some celery. And I like to flavor... Of course, you can also flavor the chicken, too, which I love doing instead of just, you know, rubbing it with a wonderful herbs. I like using Italian herbs because you get a lot of different flavors in one jar, and it's got orange zest and fennel. So you rub this on the stuffing, on the bird, the chicken parts. And I also like using the chicken parts because you can use whatever quantity you want. So you get the right amount of dark meat and light meat that you want. And then you rub the herbs and the spices into the chicken and lay it on top of the stuffing and then roast it. I add sausage in this, and also you can add dried cranberries. Of course, you can add dried apricots or even golden raisins. So you're getting a lot of flavors going on in this one dish, and that's really kind of how it becomes one dish. Really, you don't need much more in this pan than that.
Do you use chicken on the bone, or do you use boneless?
I do use chicken in the bone on this because the stuffing needs to roast for a good half hour, 40 minutes anyway, which is plenty of time for the chicken on the bone to roast. And I use a combination of bone-in chicken thighs and bone-in chicken breasts. But, of course, you can use whatever ratio you like. If you know you've got a dark meat crowd, you can use all dark meat, or vice versa, you can use all light meat. And I cook it in a big roasting pan. And the cool thing is that the roasting pan doubles as a serving dish. You can just take it right to the table, which is really kind of what this book is all about, just the one-dish concept and keeping it really simple so that you don't have a big mess at the end of the night to clean up.
I like the idea that that all the juices and the fat from the chicken is going into the stuffing, even though you're not making it in the bird.
I know. It's funny how you grow up with these things and you kind of forget about them for a time. And then when I was working on this book and trying to come up with all my ideas for one dish, my mind went immediately back to my grandmother's dish because I was thinking about a holiday dish or like how can you make kind of turkey and stuffing or turkey and dressing in one pan? And all of a sudden, my grandmother started speaking to me, and this is kind of how the recipe came about.
Well, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Evan.
That was Pam Anderson. Her book is Perfect One Dish Dinners. The recipes we've talked about are at kcrw.com/goodfood.